The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hi, Clean Nation. Tracy Thompson here with Grow My Cleaning Company. And I am here today with, I call them the power twins. That's just me, but with Miss Chrissy and Miss Kat. Hello. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, guys. Clean Nation. Having us back.
We are going to have super fun. Kat and Chrissy are This is their second podcast with us. They've been longtime clients. Well, long time in the big picture. It's like cleaning years. It's like 1 year is like dog years, I think. So they've been with us for a bit. So we're going to see how Kat and Chrissy are doing now. And some of the insights and ahas and shifts that they've made has been super, super exciting. That's why we're having them on again. But for those of you who don't know them yet, Chrissy and Kat started Twin Power Residential Cleaning in 2017 in Canada. And they're residential, of course, it's in the name. And as I said, they've been with us for a bit, but recently, they've made the shift from going from our initial 9-week program into what we call the next level. And in that next leveling up, Chrissy and Kat have made some pretty major shifts. So either one of you, both of you, share with Clean Nation, with us, what you felt, what you've done since the last time. I think it was March when you were here last. What's changed for you and what was that mindset shift? Either one of you can go first.
I can take the stage. It's Chrissy. So when we were on the podcast last, we had just gotten out of the field for the most extended amount of time that we ever had. And it felt really good. And then, life happened and we grew and grew, of course, again, more. And I found myself, I always wanted to join the next level again, because the coaching has just been so helpful. And for some reason, I kept thinking, we can't afford it yet. For some reason, we'll get to that spot. And then I found myself like, okay, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing again anymore. And this, like, we've grown to a phase in our business where I felt like I was plateauing in my own mindset, where I felt like, okay, I almost feel like I'm taking a step back in my mindset accomplishments that I've done the year before, because we were in your guys' program for 9 weeks. And then for a year, we were on our own. You know, so it took us a year to come back and join the next level. And in that year, we were practicing what we had learned in the program. Uh-huh. And I came to a point where I was like, okay, I need more. Because I'm looking at my business and feeling a little bit of anxiety. Like, do I want it to grow bigger? Because, yeah, so that's where I was at. So for me, it was, again, that feeling of anxiety, like creeping back in. And then looking at our business and saying, why aren't we in this yet? Like, this will help us get past that again.
And I want to interject, just so Clean Nation understands. Chrissy's being modest here, and Kat, you can speak to this. Both of these amazing women in that year's time had done so much already, had grown so much, had taken what they learned and used it and applied it. And so just to, you know, let everyone kind of get an idea of how much you grew, Kat, maybe you can share with everyone up to the point where you decided to join us into next level. How much growth had you made from the time you graduated from Clean Profit Method and the time you joined, because Chrissy's being modest. So
yeah, so we did grow quite a lot during that year. When Chrissy and I combined our businesses and we took the program, you know, we didn't make that much. We made like $400 each a month in profit. And then a year later, when we came on the podcast, we times five, how do you say, we five times our business.
Yes.
So at that point, we were making, I think, around $2,000 in profit each.
That's huge.
And now, actually, since we've gotten back into the Next Level Group, we've almost doubled that again. So, yeah, it's, and we've only been in the Next Level Group for, I don't know how long, like 3 weeks or something like that. So it's honestly the push that we needed. Like Chrissy said, we felt like we were growing, but then we were plateauing, and it felt nerve-wracking to continue growing, because I don't know what it was. It was just the mind. I guess it was the mindset. Just didn't feel like we could do it. You know, we needed the push. So
it's like when you're a waitress and you have too many trays. Yeah. That's what it felt like.
And you know what? I love that you both pointed that out. And thank you, Kat, for sharing, because you know your sister sometimes has a tendency to understate all of your amazing accomplishments. So thank you for sharing for everybody, so that you know. We all have this sort of threshold. You know, it's like this invisible ceiling or invisible box that we put ourselves in. And it's almost like this weird blind spot that we just don't, we feel it, but we don't see it necessarily. And that's why maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, but let me just I'm going to say back to you what I heard you say, is that we do a good job on our own because we're smart women. We got the instruction we needed and we grew a lot in that time. But like most owners, we get to this place where we hit a weird wall or threshold where we need people, we need community, we need somebody to show us, to shine a light on some of those spots, help us out of that little cycle that we kind of get into. Does that sound fair?
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I'd love to ask you a few questions, because this is really right now, as of right now, this is September 2021. So whenever you're listening to this, to give everyone sort of context, COVID's been a thing for a while and hiring has been challenging. And there's been several, I would say, barriers or resistances in the marketplace to growth. What would you ladies say has made the biggest difference for you in this challenging, really challenging environment? What do you think has moved the needle? I'm going to go to you, Chrissy, first, and then you, Kat.
That's a really good question. And, you know, to be honest, when we finished the Elite program last year we were in it in 2020, you know, spring of 2020. Exactly the time when COVID first hit. In fact, we hired our first employees in March of 2020, and that was the month everything shut down.
Wow.
And we didn't stop. Nothing changed. Like, we still just kept going and going. And in fact, I think it helped us boost our business in some ways. Mm. And I think we sort of capitalized on that as well. So rather than giving up and saying this is too challenging or how can we pivot, we just went with it, and the demand was there, so we just filled the demand.
I love that. And I want to just point out again, so many people in Clean Nation think, okay, if you just told me what to do specifically, like, you know, Chrissy, what was the ad that you used, or how did you, you know, all those little details. But what I keep hearing both of you ladies saying is it really is mindset first, because all the strategy in the world, if you're telling yourself that cruddy little story that the monkey mind has gone crazy with, that, oh, nobody wants us in their home and nobody wants to work for us, and who are we, you know, all that head trash, if you listen to that, you could have the best strategies in the world right in front of you and you won't do it. So I love, Chrissy, that what I heard you say was mindset first.
Mindset first. And, you know, I know the hiring aspect has been really challenging for people in our industry and everywhere.
True.
And yet we have close to 20 people working for us now.
Wow.
And we have such a solid team of good people. And again, it comes down to, we don't just take anyone, even when there's slim pickings, you know, you really got to just stick to who you are. And something that we discover when we take the program is what our core values are. And we align our business, hiring, firing, all of that with those core values. And that has been the single most important thing in our hiring.
I love that. And Kat, I know you have recently, both of you actually have recently started working yourselves more and more out of the day-to-day working in the business. Maybe you can share with Clean Nation some of those recent, more recent, despite all the stuff going on, all the chaos out in the market space and other cleaning companies going, but you understand, you know, it's terrible, it's awful, it's whatever. How have you, Kat, from your perspective, how have you, even during that, moved yourself more out of working in the business and more working on the business?
That's a good question. Well, definitely hiring more people, which was, you know, putting more money into ads was a big one for us. Mm-hmm. And then also for the systems aspect of things, keeping the data of applicants and all that stuff and how much is coming in, how much is going out, just being really thorough on that has helped a lot to find the holes, focus our energy on that rather than guessing, and, you know, having a feeling of things. Oh, I think this is where we're having a hole, you know, with this data, we actually know for sure where the hole is. And then also finding, you know, core values managers that are willing to take it over and create their own little bubble of management. And, you know, for us, shifting our mindset to being addicted and feeling like obligated to be inside the business and actually taking that step and saying, okay, no, you guys have it handled. Unless there's an emergency, you know, don't contact us, so to speak, right?
Yes.
That has been huge for me because I'm such a scheduling OCD that giving this schedule away to my scheduling manager has been still kind of a big shift for me. And it feels really good though, to finally hand that over and say, you got this. If you don't have it, okay, you can let me know, but it's going to be an emergency, you know?
I love that. Oh my gosh. You said so many good things there. I just want to recap for everybody what I heard you say, Kat. So one, I heard definitely a theme here between both of you is core values. Right. When you hire good core values cleaners, when you have good core values managers, that's like your North Star. Once you have that, then you're tracking your systems, knowing your data. Oh my gosh. I cannot tell you how important that is. Clean Nation, if you are not tracking your budget for hiring, as an example, knowing how, what your cost is per application, what your cost per hire is, and knowing and understanding that and tracking all that, it's like trying to fly an airplane blind. So that was really huge. And Kat, I know from having discussions with you both that because you're tracking the data and because of the core values matched hiring that you've done, handing over the reins to things like scheduling are easier because you have systems, because you're right. So if it was just based on a feeling, it would be really hard, because then what do you measure? How do you know? Are they doing a good job? We don't know. So That was a lot of gold that you just dropped there for Clean Nation. That was amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Kat.
Yeah.
So both of you, I'd love to ask, what do you feel are some of the biggest myths, especially right now, during this time, this particular challenging period? What are the biggest, what's the biggest myth? I want to hear from both of you that you think that Clean Nation would be, it would be useful to Clean Nation for you on the inside to sort of bust those myths. So Chrissy.
Okay. I have one.
Okay.
It's something that I started shifting in myself and stopped believing again. And it feels really good to have given that belief up.
Cool.
And it is, because I own a business, I am always on.
Ooh.
We don't have to be always on. When you have the people to take your departments, let's say, then you trust them and they're trained properly and you can repeat the same training in case they fall off the wagon, then you really don't have to be always a business owner 24/7. You can say, these are my hours, I'm available through this time, and only if there's like a big emergency, and otherwise you guys have had this handled.
And I love that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I want to clarify this for everybody too, because I heard you say something so, so important there, Chrissy, is that when we are sort of in that employee mindset or the solopreneur mindset, right? When you're kind of that solopreneur where you're doing everything and you kind of get into that mode and you're so used to that being quote normal, always being on, always being the person for everybody, for everything, that making that shift to true business ownership is a pretty significant one, but huge, right? That's where you're able to actually truly grow and have a life. I mean, we all wanted to start a business because we wanted to have a life and a lifestyle. So, wow, that was really big. I agree with you. I think that's one of the biggest myths out there about business ownership in the cleaning industry is that you have to be on all the time and you don't. Love it.
You don't. Once you get to a certain place, right? Like, it's not easy. It's not easy, as anyone knows, starting a business. But that's why I think we deserve those perks when we get to a place where we have implemented systems that are repeatable to be trained to other people.
So true. All right, Kat, what do you think is the one biggest myth in the industry that Clean Nation should know about? It isn't true.
I mean, I can think of thing that has been a bit hard for me throughout the process of building this company is always raising prices and not believing that people will pay. So I've changed my mindset around that, that people will pay top dollar for top service. And I think it's one of those topics that's really hard for people because it has to do with your own self-worth. Mm. When we tap into that mindset that we are worth this X amount of dollars, then, you know, we can actually thrive in the business. It's what Mike says. We don't need as many clients because we are charging top dollar. So, you know, it kind of evens out. You don't need as many clients because you're not asking enough. Now you're asking enough. You know, everything is taken care of. And now you don't need to ask so many clients.
Oh, I love that. So true. It's so true. You tapped into something so vital and so deep for so many cleaning company owners is what I heard you say is that fear, that old monkey mind, right? That's used to tell you, ooh, well, you know, if we charge more that we'll have less or they'll leave, or that scarcity sort of fearful mindset, that actually what you found is the opposite is true. That when you have that millionaire mindset, I call it the millionaire mindset. When you have that mindset that actually everyone benefits when you're profitable, when, right, when you have clients that are aligned with that, those are those values, those core values matches that you were talking about, and you're profitable, then everybody wins. You're able to provide that amazing service. You're able to grow your business. You're able to take care of your employees. So like literally everyone wins. And so it feels counterintuitive at first, because the monkey mind, frankly, is pretty loud at times. They go, no, 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 just take what you can get, because don't raise prices because you might lose. So, love it. You both are absolutely amazing. And I there's a reason I call you the Power Twins, because these girls just rock, absolutely rock. And I have to just say, you all look like you're 12. Even though I know you're not, you are so amazing. You look young, despite all of the wisdom and experience that you've had. You still manage to look like you just came out of junior high. I don't know how you did. I want your secret.
We practically did. I mean, we're just turning 28 in December. So
there you go. Well, there you have it, Clean Nation. Thank you so much, Kat, Chrissy, for sharing again with us your journey and dropping those golden nuggets of wisdom. And for everybody out there, if you're interested in having a conversation with one of our coaches, and you think, well, maybe now's the time, and there's no time like the present, right, to finally grow and get out of those sort of invisible box place that maybe you've been spinning your wheels for a bit, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and have a conversation with one of our coaches. And ladies, thank you again for joining us. And we will see you on the other side, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Casey. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.